I'm Brett Chang.
And I am Jay Rosenthal, and this is your Peak Daily for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech, all in less than 7 minutes.
And welcome back from the long weekend. If you're thinking to yourself, gosh, where did all the time go after the last 4 days? We may have some bad news. Global timekeepers, that's a real job, Jay, could be forced to subtract another second from world clocks in the next few years to adapt to the Earth spinning at a faster rate. Now, it might not be much, but when it comes to some rest and relaxation, Jay, as you and all of our Peak Daily listeners know, every second does count. Are you concerned about losing a second?
I'm not that concerned, but there are some things that are timed down to the second, and I would be concerned about those things, I think, no?
That's something to be concerned about for sure. I also don't understand how this can happen. What do you mean the world? Why is the world spinning faster? What's going on?
Or has it? Yeah, I don't know. It's like a leap second.
Yeah. Again, I'm very uninformed on the topic. You know, again, I'm just reading the script here.
We're uninformed on a lot of topics.
But you know, it doesn't stop us from speculating. But I agree with you. It sounds concerning, but I don't know. It's a second. In practicality, a second's not a big deal. So I'm happy for a second to go. That's okay.
Yeah, not a big deal. And we only have 7 minutes. So what do we have for Peak Pals today?
For our first story, RBC puts the finishing touches on HSBC takeover. For our second story, schools take their social media gripes to court, and our big picture.
For our first story, if you spotted an RBC on your commute this morning, you could have sworn it was an HSBC. Don't worry, you're not going crazy. Well, you might be, but not for this reason. Brett, what is the latest with RBC and HSBC?
Well, Peak Pals, we hope you've said your final goodbyes to HSBC's Canadian arm. Since this week, you'll find that dozens of HSBC branches transformed into RBCs overnight, marking the final stages of the 2022 $13.5 billion acquisition by the country's largest bank.
And in some places, you might not find a branch at all. RBC shut down 25 locations of the Hong Kong-based bank as part of its expansion.
Now, to catch you up, the deal was approved by the federal government at the end of last year on the condition that RBC establishes a global banking hub in Vancouver, waives fees on the transfer of mortgages from HSBC to RBC, and protects HSBC's full Canadian workforce.
And it matters because although it wasn't the biggest player in the Canadian banking, HSBC was known for undercutting the big six banks' prices on borrowing costs. Some experts say the loss of that competition could hurt Canadians, especially when it comes to mortgage rates.
Experts say HSBC played a role in keeping mortgage costs at bay, with other banks charging interest rates of 0.2% to over 0.8% higher on fixed and variable loans.
Now to zoom out. Whoop. The acquisition will give RBC a leg up in building an international clientele as the big banks race to add more clients to their books by targeting newcomers to Canada.
For our second story, the fight to get kids to stop scrolling on TikTok has gone from the classroom to the court.
Yeah, here's what's happened. Four of Canada's largest school boards have filed a $4.5 billion worth of lawsuits against the owners of Snapchat, TikTok, and Facebook, and Instagram, accusing them of deliberately harming students and interfering with their ability to learn.
The school boards in Toronto, Peel, and Ottawa say that their resources have been strained from dealing with the added mental health and behavioral problems driven by social media platforms.
Yeah, while these cases may be the first in Canada, roughly 500 U.S. school districts have similar arguments currently playing out in their courts.
Now, it matters because kids are scrolling now more than ever, with 91% of Canadian students in grades 7 to 12 checking in on social media daily, and about a third spending 5 or more hours on it every day. With that comes more cyberbullying, mental health problems, and an inability to focus.
Experts say the need for constant brain stimulation that social media has fostered has led to a lack of focus on tasks that require a long period of attention, like exams.
Research also suggests that shorter attention spans can have negative effects, not just in the classroom, but in the workplace and in social relationships, too.
Now to zoom out. Yep. Citing similar mental health concerns, the usually pretty lawless state of Florida passed a bill this week banning anyone under 14 from having a social media account, a law that's seen as one of the most restrictive social media bans ever issued.
And for our big picture, Fez announced school food program. Prime Minister Trudeau announced the federal government would spend $1 billion over 5 years to create a national school food program with the goal of providing meals at schools to 400,000 more students per year. The new funding will have to be delivered through the provinces and territories who are in charge of education.
Carbon tax goes up. The national consumer carbon price increased from $65 to $80 per ton of CO2 yesterday. The levy applies to all parts of the country except BC, Quebec, and Northwest Territories, which have their own pollution pricing systems. The increase will be the most visible in the price of gasoline, which will increase by 3.3 cents per liter.
Federal minimum wage rises. The minimum wage for employees in federally regulated industries, think airlines, banks, and postal services, rose from $17.30 per hour up from $16.65 an hour. The pay bump will help impact around 30,000 federally regulated workers currently earning the minimum wage. Peak Pals, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada.
If you got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review.
And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com.
Have a great Tuesday, Peak Pals.